Today is Monday, November 27th, 2006, and you are listening to episode 50 of Bits of Bryn. I bet you can't believe I made it this far.
Hey, Bryn, this is Chris Daly from the PMC Top 10 at PodMusicCountdown.com. And when I heard what you had planned for your 50th episode, I was just super, super excited. One, I've always dug your show. I've dug it since the very first time I heard it. And the song Something Like That by Tim McGraw is the song most played on my iPod. I absolutely love that song, too. Hey, congratulations on 50 shows. And I know this is no problem for you. Keep it real.
Thank you, Chris, for that shout out. I love that song too. I'm actually quite jealous that you have it on your iPod. I don't own it, unfortunately. But I did hear it on the radio the other day as my mom was driving me to school. Oh, it's such an amazing song. Rick Farrell is really talented. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get Bluefield on this podcast. I was holding out for their interview. That's why it's been such a long time between podcasts. But, they didn't get back to me in time to confirm a date before they took off for Denver, Colorado for a little tour. They'll be back really soon, and I'll be able to interview them for a podcast in December. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get them on this show, but I will be interviewing them, and hopefully you'll be able to enjoy it then. For this podcast, I do have an interview. It's with a local musician. Her name is Amy. She's 17 years old, and she's very talented. She's a songwriter, a singer-songwriter, and she's been performing for a few years. She's one of my closest friends, and I was able to interview her yesterday. We were at a gig together. We were at FYE. It was a really spontaneous thing. I found out about it the night before. I was surprised to see her there, and I had my video camera, and so I asked her if I could interview her, and she was so excited that I even asked her. She was just so genuinely ecstatic to be on my 50th episode, and the interview that she gave me certainly deserved it. She gave me a really great interview, and then she performed a song after I was done asking her questions. It's my favorite one she ever wrote. It's called Move On. Hopefully you'll enjoy the interview as much as I did. Amy, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm 17 years old, and I've been doing music for basically as long as I can remember, and it's my favorite thing in the world.
Why do you love to write music so much? Because you do it a lot. It's just such a passion for you. What about music makes it so important for you?
Music is my release and my escape. When there's something going, something in my life that's going bad, I write. If something's happy, I write. If there's a guy, I write. It's just how I deal with things and how I express myself as a person.
I hear that you have a UPC code for your album. I'm so excited for you. I saw it last night. How are you planning on marketing your album? Like, where are you going to sell it?
I haven't even seen the UPC code yet. But I'm planning on Virgin Records Megastore, the venue we're at now, FYE, and just some other local retailers that'll sell local music, and just get the word out there, and hopefully something good will happen.
That is exciting. Would you leave us with a song? My favorite, Move On?
Absolutely.
Should I put the mic around your mouth or
wherever you want?
Okay,
probably the mouth, most likely. Okay, that works just fantastic. Okay, this is a song called Move On. It's about the people and the situations in life that hold you back.
Another day. It's so hard sometimes to understand your mind. Being broken never solved anything, but I can't seem to cry. I wish you would just come talk to me. to me so I can move on with my life. Is it hard just to talk to me? Let me know what's inside. Don't you know I am breaking here? I feel the answers are near. It's so hard sometimes to understand your mind. Being broken never solved anything. I can't seem to cry. I wish you would just come talk to me so I can move on with my life. Don't you know how much I want you to open up to me? For some reason you just can't see. Being broken never solved anything. I can't seem to cry. I wish you would just come talk to me so I can move on with my life. Being broken never solved anything, but I can't seem to cry. I wish you would just come talk to me so I can move on with my life. Let me move on with my life.
Thank you so much, Amy. That was beautiful. I had a lot of fun interviewing her. I hope you enjoyed that. I have surprise news for this podcast. I am revealing what state I'm actually from. If any of you have looked at my MySpace page, it says that I live in Boston, Massachusetts. And I'm sure you are rather puzzled why a country girl would be living in Massachusetts. Well, the truth is, I don't. My parents are from Massachusetts, and so we thought it would be safe to place that there. But I want to interview more local musicians, and I want to get more people at my gigs. And so it's time to say that Brianna Joy is from Utah. Yes, I'm from the West. That might explain more why I'm into country music. It'd be rather weird to be in a suburb and be listening to Keith Urban and Shania Twain. But yeah, the truth is out. I am a Utah girl. I have my entire life, and I performed at the FYE, 54th South in Redwood, last night. I'm here in Salt Lake City. It's kind of strange to actually be recording this and tell the truth of where I'm living, but I think, well, we've talked about it a lot, my parents and I, and we decided it was the best thing to do. That way I'll be able to, maybe, if I can't get local people interested in my podcast, then I certainly can't expect other people from other states to be interested. And so hopefully this will be able to drive more local subscriptions to my show as well. And I can now say the name of my amazing voice teacher. His name is Dean Kalin, and he is my regular teacher, as I said in my last podcast. His website, deankalin.com, says a lot more about him. He was the accompanist? How do you say that, Dad? Accompanist? I've never been able to pronounce that word. Accompanist. Okay, he was Seth Riggs' accompanist for a few years back in California, and after he learned all he could from Seth, he came out to Utah and began teaching here. He is an amazing teacher. I was really impressed with him when I brought him my song One More Time, and I played it for him on the guitar just once. He took down some notes, and then in the next 10 minutes, he had the entire accompaniment completely laid out with layers, piano, guitar, violin, drums, everything. I don't even know how he does it. But just hearing it once, he was able to create an entire orchestration for it. It was mind-blowing. And he can take any song that you play for him on a CD, and then he can immediately play on the piano and transpose it into any key. One day, hopefully, I'll be able to be half as good as he is. But he's a really good teacher, too. He says exactly what you need to hear, so that way you can change it in your voice and become a better singer, even during the duration of just one lesson. I've grown so much with just a few lessons from him, and he's going to start writing music with me, and things are really looking great. I'm looking forward to his return from Europe so we can get started on that. For the song of the week, this week I have My Life Set. The two songs are Where Would You Be and Why Haven't I Heard From You by Martina McBride and Reba McEntire. I had fun. It was a new venue. It was at Four Year Entertainment. I seriously think it was where the old Media Play used to be. And personally, I think they just took down the sign that said Media Play and replaced it with FYE, but left the inside the same because it's identical. It's ridiculous, but I had a lot of fun singing there. I went in there thinking that would be a Black Saturday and so many people would be there. But then I found out that there was a football game going on between BYU and the U of U. So of course, there weren't as many people as there I would have expected, but there were a lot considering the fact that there was a major football game going on between the two main colleges. But I had a lot of fun singing there for the people that did show up, and I hope that you'll enjoy it. Thank you.
for Me by Reba McEntire. This is one of my all-time favorites. I love this song. It's full of so much energy and passion. And I'm sure all of you girls have had an experience where there's a guy who said, oh, I'll call you, and he doesn't. And you wait by the phone, even though you don't tell anybody that you're waiting by the phone, and he never calls. You're just wasting your life sitting by a telephone, and it's so stupid. So next time you see that guy, sing this song to him.
Thank you for listening to my 50th episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. Especially thanks to Amy for letting me interview her. If you'd like to hear more of her music, you can visit www.myspace.com/piecesofamymusic. She's really talented. I think you'll enjoy her music a lot. Look for two interviews coming up soon. One with Bluefield and another with Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band. Both have agreed to let me interview them. It's all a matter of confirming a date and getting a hold of them. Thank you for staying subscribed to my podcast. I really appreciate it. And look for the new show next week.